Our next speaker is Michiel Lenaars, and he will be talking about NGI Zero, a treasure trove of tech awesome. Please welcome Michiel Lenaars.
So hi, folks. I'm very happy that you are going to spend your last hour on FOSDEM in a room with a guy talking about other people's stuff. So just to give a very short intro where I come from, I work for a small foundation called NLNet. NLNet dates back to the beginning of the internet in Europe. And basically what we try to do is fund people that make the internet a better place. And we do so always with open standards and open source and open hardware. So these are, just as reference, things we funded throughout the ages. But for us, it's important to continue to keep in our mind that the internet isn't finished. It's still quite a young technology. It's half a decade old, half a century old, but we are still rewriting its history every day. And I actually know since Snowden that we're in quite a problematic internet as well. And meanwhile, we've seen more than just whistleblowers, we've seen that actually the whole ecosystem as it has developed has become quite toxic. So Tim Berners-Lee, for instance, the guy who invented the web, says, we have demonstrated that the web had failed instead of served humanity. He says the web has become a large-scale emergent anti-human phenomenon. I mean, those are, if you know what an optimist that man is, then those are really, really strong words. And it's not just the people that made it and the people that that saw it from underneath, but it's actually also something that's politically gaining some traction. And this sparked something called the Next Generation Internet, and we've been involved with that actually from a very early start on. We helped write the vision for it, which we presented 2 years ago. And of course, any vision is simplifying what needs to be done. But the three pillars that it is working towards is to make the internet something that is resilient and doesn't break, something that's trustworthy so that you don't have to depend on any party or on any commercial entity or any government to do the right thing because the technology does it by itself. And of course, it has to be sustainable in terms of ecology, but also sustainable in terms of economy. So the extractive practices are not part of the future that we see for the internet. Now, after we wrote that vision, we got a lot of awesome organizations together, and we started giving out money to projects, and in fact, a lot of them. So currently we have over 150 projects, and these range actually across all these different layers. From trustworthy hardware all the way up to service and applications, from data and artificial intelligence all the way back to operating systems for mobile and servers, for middleware and identity projects, for software engineering, fundamental protocol improvements. And I know it's a crazy idea to attempt to summarize 150 projects in one go, but I wanted to rush through this because there are so many awesome things, and literally at an event like this, it would be impossible for each of them to give a talk. It's just so many good stuff. So instead, I'm just going to give you some pointers to projects, and if you go to the link of the presentation afterwards, all of them are hyperlinked, so you can just easily click there. And the second thing is, and you're sitting here, meanwhile, we also have a drink with the projects that we're currently funding and all the other buddies, which is upstairs. You're very welcome to join us afterwards. And the idea is that if you have an idea that we aren't funding yet, maybe you should tell us, because maybe we want to fund it. We have quite a thorough vetting, but if you make it, the benefits easily are worth the effort, because it's quite a lightweight procedure. So, and of course, there were over 25 talks during FOSDEM this year that are related to us. Again, if you follow the link, you'll find the list of them, and you can see all the recording of all these wonderful talks. So I'm just going to snap and zap through these projects. ActivityPub. I guess many people know what it is, so we all think that social media have become too important and too dominant that the company's behind it. So what do you do? Then you commoditize it. You turn it into protocols. And ActivityPub is the big candidate for that. It's a W3C standard. And so we're funding actually quite a significant amount of projects already. So PixelFed is, well, I guess for most people, something equivalent to Instagram. Funk Whale is a personal music server that connects to all of these other applications. Sprightly is a distributed social network. XWiki is one of the best known European wikis that we have, and it'll allow to ingest and put out a similar way. So we are integrating way more than what these social networks are doing. We're trying to integrate everything, and that's the way we can overpower these huge companies, by collaborating, making everything work together. OpenEngiadina is